Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
We'd like to advise our listeners, today's story discusses sexual assault allegations and may be uncomfortable or triggering for some. If this isn't the right time for you to listen, please take care of yourself.
You know, Brooke, I think it's time.
Time to turn up?
It's always time to turn up, but I'm talking about writing my memoir.
Wow. Okay. Thought we agreed to do that together, but I assume you've been inspired to spill all your secrets just like Katie Couric's doing with her new book.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's more because I want to see if I can actually remember something from my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I am interested in reading Katie's book because she has got a lot of insider tea to spill.
Yeah. I mean, she hosted the Today Show for years with Matt Lauer, who is one of the first big names to be Me Too'd.
Yeah. And you know, there's going to be some dirt to dish there.
And possibly some things to own up to.
Yeah, a lot of things to own up to. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, October 20th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
So TV legend Katie Couric wasn't on the Today Show back in 2017 when the Me Too movement brought down her former co-host Matt Lauer. She'd moved on years before, but it definitely brought her down some, too. I mean, you don't sit next to a serial harasser and possible sex criminal for almost a decade without having the controversy rub off on you, too. So now Katie's got a tell-all book coming out that promises the truth about her career and the sometimes rocky road she's traveled.
Yeah. So Katie's new book is called Going There, and it's hitting shelves next Tuesday, October 26th. And apparently she's got a lot to say. It's almost 500 pages. Mm-hmm. And Katie says the book will not hold back on dishing the dirt. Recently, Katie went on her old show, NBC's Today Show, to talk about the book and told host Savannah Guthrie that she couldn't imagine writing something that wasn't honest and radically transparent. She also said, I didn't want to do a victory lap or my greatest hits. I've had an extraordinary life, incredible opportunities. I've had huge successes. I've had some pretty public failures, too.
Yeah. Katie has a lot of inside info to spill. I mean, you would, too, if you starred on the number one morning show for 15 years.
Yeah.
She's interviewed everyone, celebrities, world leaders, the mega rich and powerful. And also ordinary people who've done amazing, inspiring things. Yeah. You know, classic morning show stuff.
Right, exactly. I mean, she started co-hosting on The Today Show back in 1991 and kept it going into the 2000s. Then in 2006, she left to do something no woman had ever done before, which was anchor one of the big three networks' national newscasts. And she did it solo. So she sat in the anchor chair of the CBS Evening News for 5 years, and then she left in 2011 when her contract wasn't renewed. And apparently it was reported that ratings didn't meet expectations.
Yeah, which, I don't know, I feel like no matter who's hosting, who wants to watch the news?
I mean,
it's just awful.
Seriously.
But at the height of her Today Show work, Katie was right there next to her co-host, Matt Lauer, 5 days a week. So obviously, there's going to be some stuff to say about that.
Yeah. I mean, this is clearly the thing people are most interested in hearing about in her new book. I mean, it's really juicy. Katie was understandably very close with Matt during their time together on Today. And in her book, Katie says Matt exuded decency and kindness on and off camera and said he was less of a chauvinist than the host before him, Bryant Gumbel, which is a lot to unpack.
Right. Because still a chauvinist. Like,
right. I mean,
it's not like they're both chauvinists and that's still not good.
Also, let's just point out that, of course, he exuded decency and kindness. These people always do. Like, they come off so sweet and caring and then they're just shiesty. That's how they're able to get away with it.
Yep. And Katie claims she didn't know what was truly going on with Matt while he was on the show, but she does admit now to hearing rumors. According to her, she knew Matt was a player, even though he was married.
I mean, get a divorce. Jesus. Apparently, there were incidents on set like Matt accidentally messaging the wrong producer and asking her to wear that skirt that came off so easily and spread butter on her thighs.
Oh, my God. I can't even process. Like, this is so gross. Like, come on. Spread butter on your own thighs, Matt. Come on.
But Katie admits that her and her colleagues were pretty eager to look the other way about that kind of stuff. She said the general attitude at the time was it's none of your business. She also said there was a don't ask, don't tell culture where anything goes and everything did. Assuming Matt was having a consensual fling, I didn't even consider talking to the young employee about it and embarrassing her. Just big sigh.
I know. That's all I have for that. Because it's just, I'm glad the conversation is shifting. Like, I'm glad we are calling this out because this kind of thing is not unique to the Today Show.
No.
It was everywhere.
And it's also not unique to that time because this stuff is still going on. Like, there's still that attitude of, oh, it's none of my business. It's like, make it your business.
Yeah. And though Katie had been gone from the Today Show for more than a decade when Matt was outed and fired for years of gross sexual misconduct, she says she had a really difficult time dealing with it. So Matt was accused of sexually harassing multiple women on set, and even some consensual relationships with his female colleagues were noted as problematic for the clear power Matt held over their careers.
Yeah. And after he was fired, Katie says the whole scandal took her a long time to process because she didn't know that side of Matt. She says she knew Matt as kind, considerate, and a great colleague, just how the public perceived him to be. But as she learned the truth, obviously, all of that changed, and she says he ultimately turned out to be two very different people. She also said it was all disturbing, distressing, and disorienting to her, and it was completely unacceptable any woman at the Today Show experienced this kind of treatment.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was disturbing, distressing, and disorienting to his victims, but okay.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, understandably, this is not enough for a lot of people. Katie's receiving some pretty pointed criticism after recent first looks of her book showed she felt sorry for Matt after he was fired. So according to her book, after the scandal broke and Matt was fired, Katie texted him and said, "I'm crushed. I love you and care about you deeply. I'm here. Please let me know if you want to talk. There will be better days ahead." And in staying on brand, Matt's reply to her was the blowing kisses emoji, which... Matt Lauer. Step off, buddy.
I think anyone over the age of 16 really uses that. But Katie also writes, "It felt heartless to abandon him, someone who'd been by my side literally for so many years." I mean, if they're trash, they're trash. Abandon them. She also says she's sad knowing now that Matt thinks she betrayed him. But then she also says, But he betrayed me too by how he behaved behind closed doors at the show we both cared about so much.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's easier said than done, but I wouldn't give a flying rat's ass about what Matt thinks and if I betrayed him or not. But yeah. That's just me.
Yep.
And in case anyone's wondering, Katie makes it very clear she is not close to Matt anymore.
Yeah, so she wants to make sure we aren't misunderstanding her. The book highlights texts between her and Matt that seem to show how their friendship, as she says, devolved and ultimately deteriorated. So today she says they have absolutely no relationship.
I mean, it's a tough one, right? Katie's a breakthrough woman in news, and for that, you have to give her props. Mm-hmm. I mean, the times she came through were extremely difficult for women. It wasn't just a glass ceiling. We're talking about a steel ceiling, and it was welded shut.
Yeah, and I'm so glad it's just so much better now.
I know. But I feel like looking back, Katie's got to regret what she didn't do to help women mm-hmm. who became her friend, Matt Lauer's targets of harassment and intimidation.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's what her book seems to be about. Like, I think this is kind of her way of telling her side and maybe trying to change the narrative, but also take some responsibility.
Which makes me wonder, though, Katie, is she just trying to set the record straight or is she trying to straighten out her legacy here?
Probably both, honestly.
Yeah. Two birds with one stone.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a good memoir will do.
Well, I'll say this, Brooke, my memoir is going to make you look so good.
Yeah, that's because I'm going to write it with you.
People are going to be like, wait, I thought this was a memoir about Arisha. Why is only Brooke in this?
Funny best friend.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.